How powerful are belief systems to shape your life? What do they control? What do they shape? Just about everything. So here's a question. Which do you think is more powerful, a belief system or an incantation? Say it quickly, whatever you think it is. Quick. Most of you said beliefs. Wrong. Let me explain to you. You have many beliefs inside of you, don't you? You have many beliefs that are actually in conflict. Some of you have beliefs that say, look before you leap. And some of you say, who hesitates is lost. And those opposing beliefs are inside of you. How many have ever noticed that you have different beliefs that actually conflict inside you before? How many have ever noticed this? Your beliefs are incredibly powerful. They shape all your behavior. But the big question is, which belief is being activated right now is going to determine what you do right now. So an incantation is when you speak aloud with absolute what? Certainty something. Now when you say something out loud with absolute certainty and you repeat it again and again and again, you begin to believe it. You become certain about it just by the repetition of it. That's how your old beliefs came about. But here's the difference. When you're speaking an incantation with total certainty out loud and your body engaged, a belief is in resonant memory. It's like stored back here. When you're incanting something, when you're saying an incantation, you are engaging your entire nervous system with the full force of your focus, your emotion, your body, everything. So it's an activated belief structure. And its power, it far surpasses any other belief you once had before. If you repeat it with enough emotion, it will more than presuppose or more than collapse the old belief structures that don't belong there. The consequences of incantations are more powerful than what? Beliefs. Because incantations are an active use of your neurology and physiology, whereas beliefs are passive resident memory. Beliefs are stored while incantations are active physiological events. Now here's the danger. Often people realize that they don't really believe what they're saying, but they keep saying it. They make it okay by rationalizing, well, you know, I know better. Here's what you got to know. Knowing better will not make you better. Speak that which you wish to become. Remember, you can't get rid of an incantation. You must replace it with a positive one, one that consistently causes you to feel and experience and be your best. What you consistently speak with emotional intensity, you will experience, you will create, and you will become. The words that you speak with enough emotional conviction become the life you live. This is your heaven. This is your hell. Let me tell you why I feel so passionately about this. I'm just a little boy from Azusa, California. I have no role models within the range of my family or friends that ever did anything of any significant size or scope in their life. I have plenty of alcoholics. I have plenty of extremely unhappy people. I have no role models. If you see me within my family, there is no one like me in my family, even slightly. My sister is a love, and that way she's like me. That's about it. Period. Everybody in my family, they're proud of me, but I'm a freak of nature there, as you might guess. There's no one like me. No place. Nowhere. No role models. How did I end up here having the privilege to be with you? Incantations. I decided what I wanted, and I conditioned myself to become who I am. I did not walk around with a sense of certainty in this. That didn't come like me just waking up. I didn't feel that way. I wasn't that way. I became that way by sculpting myself. And I did it since I was so tall and so high, mentally and emotionally, by deciding what I needed to create. I can remember specifically, I started reading about the idea of affirmations. And when I do them, they just didn't feel strong enough. And something inside of me told me, I can't just say this. I got to embody it. And I got to embody it so much that I believe it in the deepest resonance of my soul. And I had one experience. I was working as a janitor. I was in high school. And in order to survive, my mom kicked my father out. And my dad went back east and I was on my own. And I had to figure out how to survive. My mom thought I was on his side, so she kicked me out next. She kept my 1960 Volkswagen. I earned making $40 a week as a janitor. So I had nothing. And I had to figure out how I was going to survive. So I slept on this little mountaintop. Next day, I slept in somebody's laundry room. And I went out, and the first personal development book I ever read and bought was called The Magic of Believing by Claude M. Bristol. And in it, he talked about this idea of writing what you want and seeing it and visualizing it, real basic stuff, and then saying it over and over again to yourself, writing it on your mirror and staring into your mirror and saying it over and over again as you looked into your own eyes. You literally hypnotize yourself into that place. and I had no resources, no choices. You would not have picked me to be the most likely to succeed in any way, shape, or form. But what I did, different than most people's, I didn't just read this, I did it. I trained myself. I trained and conditioned my mind and my emotions every day. I had all these crazy posters. I didn't have any money, so I scribbled the stuff on the wall. It's horrible. I had things like, only a loser gets depressed, because I was depressed all the time. That was not what I was going to be. I remember one time, about 6 months later, I was extremely successful, and I was only 17 years old, economically successful, because that was what I thought success was at that point. And I had a gentleman that used to make fun of me that was about 5-6 years my senior. He came to my house and he saw all this written on the mirrors and goals and crap everywhere, right? And these incantations that I was speaking, and he made fun of me. And then about another 6 months later, I was off the charts at my level of success, beyond anything he ever dreamed of, totally surpassed where he'd been working for 6 years. And one day I went to his house and I looked and there's all these posters on the wall, written in soap on the mirror and all the things doing these pieces, right? Complete change. I remember one night I was working as a janitor and I was taking buses because my mom took my car. So I'm on my own. She called and told my uncle I was associated with not to assist me in any way. So I had no cash, no anything. So I would take these buses and it was about 15 miles from where I live. So literally it was three different buses and you had to hook up at the right time. Then I clean these banks all night till 2 or 3 in the morning, come home, get up on 4 hours sleep, and go to high school. It's not an easy experience. So I love cleaning the banks because you could do it at your own. I had music cranking. I was thinking. I was doing crazy stuff. I wrote people little messages. I was even connecting in those days to all the bank tellers who never met me, just through my little messages from cleaning their place. And I come outside at 2:30 in the morning, and I'm standing at the bus stop for an hour. You know, buses are sometimes late, but an hour? And I'm freaking. There should be another bus by now. No bus. Finally, around 3:45 in the morning, this one guy comes by and goes, man, what are you doing standing there? I said, I'm waiting for the bus. He goes, man, didn't you hear? And he points to the newspaper stand. I go over and look, and it says bus strike. I got 14 miles to be home. I don't have anybody I can call. I don't have any money. So you know what I did? I ran. I'd never run 3 miles. I was not a runner. But while I was running, I just started doing these incantations. In the beginning, frankly, it was anger that got me going. Because, like, I'll show her, my mother. She kicked me out, kicked my dad out, I'll show her. That gave me a lot of juice. But after a while, you burn out on just anger, right? So then I just started doing these old things I remember reading from those old books. Every day in every way, I'm getting stronger and stronger. Every day in every way, I'm getting stronger. And I do that for like 10 minutes. Then every day in every way, I'm getting happier and happier. And I do that for 10 minutes. And I would do this forever. And the amount of energy that you generate when you're not just exercising, but your emotions are being exercised is unbelievable. Emotions, the right emotions, are energy generators. I ran the full amount. I got to the end of this piece. To this day, that determination, courage, faith thing, compassion, the determination one, I ignited in body that day and it's never gone away. Because the intensity of what I pushed through was so forceful. To this day, I can feel what happened when I was 17, that potent. Because I did it for, 2 hours? Continuously in my body. So then I wanted to be able to generate more financial freedom because I was so financially stressed. I had nothing. So I came up with this incantation. I kept saying it till I could memorize it. Still use it to this day. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God and God is everything. Amen. And I would do that For hours. After an hour of doing that, you have no idea how your body is vibrating. You have no idea the energy that's just coming out of you. You have no idea the certainty you have, the playfulness you have. And you know that there's no question. A year later, I made $1 million. I'd never even made $38,000 in a year. Everyone's like, how do you do it? I told them, they're like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I know about the affirmation. Yeah. Every day, every seminar, I've gotten up to ask anybody what they see me do backstage. I've never gone on stage without doing my incantation. I now command my subconscious mind to direct me in helping as many people as possible today by giving me the strength, the emotion, the humor, the brevity, whatever it takes to get these people to change their lives now. And then I make my move. And then I step out calmly, quietly, or intensely, because every part of me is wired and ready. And I come out and you go, oh, he has a lot of energy. You see the tip of the iceberg. So when somebody steps up and they're kind of like certain about something, certainty meets certainty. I'm ready to deliver and serve for you. Now, could I walk here without doing that? Do I know enough? Of course I do. But I don't do it just to be okay. I do it to be my best, and I turn on every possible cell and nerve of my body to be ready to serve. Every time. And the reason I do it every time is I don't have to think about it. I have a specific place and location that I do it every time. That's the secret to incantations. Not just to create one, but to schedule it so that every time you get in the shower, you do 2 minutes of it. Or every time you're going to go have lunch. Or for me, right before I go on stage, every single time. Do I think about it? No, it's like tying your shoes. But what it does is ignite a more powerful part of you than you'll ever get by thinking. You don't have to have an incantation rhyme. It doesn't have to make any sense. Sometimes when I run, I'll just run and I'll say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Over and over, it doesn't matter. All that matters is that you say it consistently and that you feel it in your soul enough times, and you will own it. You won't have to try and convince yourself. You don't have to remember this. It'll happen.